نحمد الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Among the various ayah that was read, Allah SWT says, for example, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ يَخْوَانَ. As far as we are concerned, we are all brothers and sisters to one another. And فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخْوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Things will happen between you and I. Things will happen in our relationships. Sometimes you may not agree amongst ourselves, but at the end of the day, we have to have this one belief, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَى, that true believers are going to be a bond, and inshallah, a strong bond, despite the differences that will take place from time to time. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, in your relationships, and in your islah, in your reformation, in your pursuit of seeking that which is best for you, always fear Allah and be conscious of Allah. And by being conscious of Allah, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, inshallah, perhaps there will come down mercy from Allah upon each of us. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wishing for. If you look at this ayah, it is only an Allah that can write this. This cannot be the work of any human. First and foremost, in this ayah, the aspect is mu'min. That means you have to be a cognizant and a fully rational and aware person in an aware state that you are believing in Allah. It didn't say Muslim. It says mu'min. And it says, number two, in the span of being a mu'min, the realization dawns upon you that we are a bond and a brotherhood. Number three, فَأَصْلِحُ. This is very, very important. And everyone has to do this aspect. This is, according to some ulama, it is wajib to take part in self-reformation. Reformation takes place from the time you are mature to the time you die. That means you have to perfect your salah, perfect your charity, perfect your mu'amalat, perfect your mu'asharat, your personal dealings, your dealings with Allah. Everything has to be continually worked upon on a daily basis. And while you are doing that, you may feel arrogant, you may feel I'm better, I'm this, I'm that. Wattaqullah. You got to take a seat. You got to go back and realize, as I'm doing all these things that I'm trying to do between ourselves, I have to fear Allah. Allah says, if you did that, then undoubtedly, inshallah, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, then the true rahm, the true mercy of Allah will descend upon you. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّنْ قَوْمٍ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَكُونُوا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ وَلَا نِسَاءٌ مِّنْ نِسَاءٍ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَكُنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُنَّ. This ayah is giving us advice that never let superiority come between your relationships on any capacity. Because once I think I'm better than you, or you think you're better than me, or you think you're better than him, then you start la yaskhar qawm, you start making fun. Oh, you know, we come from here, they are like that, but we are like this. They live over there, but we live over here. They eat that, but we eat this type. This is how humans are. Allah says, don't do this. Don't let it happen. Yes, he may eat cornbread all his life, and I may eat biryani all my life, but that's because he's living somewhere else. He doesn't have an opportunity. In this case, maybe he's eating biryani, I'm eating corn. But the point I'm trying to make, Allah says, it just happens that way. It just happens. I give to some. To some I give big, to some I give small. But the point here is that does not mean you have to laugh. And this is what I don't like about our young children. We train them wrong. We send them overseas. When they come back, we start promoting our kids. Tell them what it was like back home. Oh, daddy, mummy, it was very yucky. All the flies are everywhere. The water is so dirty. Come on. We actually train our children to make fun of people back in other places, just so our children can act superior. Eventually, they continue acting superior, they continue acting mighty, and then when they get old, they want to kick us out. Because you trained them from the time they were young to make fun of people, their cousins, their parents, their grandparents, whoever it is. And this is not a good habit. وَلَا تَلْمِيزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ. Do not call people with bad names. And we have a habit, and we do it and we don't realize. We do this all the time. وَلَا تَلْمِيزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ has a very broad meaning. one is we have bad names, like, you know, shorty, fatty. In madrasa, they have all these names, isn't it? No? You go to the good madrasa. I went to madrasa, oh man, if you did anything wrong, that was going to be your name till the day you die. Forget about graduation. But the Quran says, do not get caught up in this. Do not, in fact, Rasulullah, one of his wives, said something negative about another wife, that she's a short one or whatever. Rasulullah got very, very upset. Because Allah creates, some He makes short, some He makes tall, some He makes this way, some He makes that way. Whatever it is, if you don't like, you don't like, it's your business. But do not make that person, what you feel is weak in them, your business enough for you to comment on them. That is absolutely wrong. You know, there are some people that Allah has given children that are not very normal, we will say. And we make fun. Oh, that man, in his young days, I know what he used to do. See, Allah punished him because of his child. Why do we say things like that? We have no right to pass judgment on an innocent child. What does the hadith say? Because of a child's weakness, because of a child being handicapped or physically challenged, Allah is giving you barakah. In fact, you know, sometimes when I look at people that have physically challenged children, they are doing better and their children are doing better. And their families are doing better because of that challenged child. Because now they go through sabr, they make dua. Allah accept the dua. And you and I that have wonderful families as we think, we are, with our families, we are going downhill. And those people who we think are supposed to be gone downhill, they are going and rising up. So therefore, وَلَا تَلْمِيزُ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ. Don't pick on anyone, anyone's family, anyone's background, anyone's race. That is one of the worst things you can do. And of course, there are many different ayah we can talk about. Another ayah that was recited, الَّذِينَ يَسْتَرِمُونَ كَبَائِرُ الْإِثْمِ وَالْفَوَاشَ إِلَّا اللَّمَمْ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ وَاسِعُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. Allah SWT is giving us advice here. Yes, we will take part. إِلَّا اللَّمَمْ means, yeah, you'll take part in those little things here. But كَبَائِرُ الَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ. Yajtanibun means to refrain. Refrain. Yajtanibun kaba'ir al-ithm. As far as major sins are concerned, this is an absolute no-no in Islam. It affects your du'as, it affects the quality of your salah, it affects your khushu', it affects your family relationships. You name it, you are going to go through misery in life. Kaba'ir is what? Messing around for boys and girls, for adults, taking part in riba-like transactions, taking part in consuming haram, purchasing haram, being involved in haram transactions of various types, spying on individuals. In other words, you just want to pry in people's lives and wonder what they are doing and not doing, and thereafter talk to others about it. Imam Shafi has a whole list of kabair, and these are things that we have to stay away from. Because if you don't stay away from it, it's going to affect and ruin what you are part of. My brothers, if there is nothing you learn in Ramadan, at least take this ayah. Even if you are sinning, say to Allah, oh Allah, help me get out of kabair. Because it's going to ruin your family, it's going to ruin your outcome, it's going to ruin all the hard work you are taking part in. إِلَّا اللَّمَمْ. And the ayah says, yes, but you'll do small things here and there. That means by mistake, you may, you know, pick up the phone or send a text to the wrong person saying whatever you say. It happens. You know, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِيَ أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. You know, Sahaba, I mean, I'll give you a simple, from a hadith we know, the Sahabi is selling dates, and a woman comes by to buy dates. Now, in today's time, if an imam has to do this, forget it, we'll kick him out, forget out of Utah, he'll be kicking him out of the United States, we can help it. This was Sahaba, right? Selling dates, whatever. This woman came. He got crazy. And he grabbed her. He touched her. But he did not do the real thing itself. He just went one step short. And the Quran says, فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. He made his istighfar. Say, oh Allah, I know I didn't do the full act, but I did that little bit. Oh Allah, I'm sorry. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Allah got so happy. Allah forgives him. And Allah says thereafter, and he is willing to forgive you and I as well. Same thing here. Inna rabbaka wasi'ul maghfirah. Who is so great and magnificent in forgiving except Allah? Huwa a'lamu bikum idh ansha'akum min al-ard wa idh antum ajinnatun fi butuni an ummahatikum. Allah says, I know you before you were created. I know everything about you. When you were in your mother's womb, when you were not even in a state of being considered a human, according to some, before the first 120 days, there are certain rulings regarding that. But the point here is, when you were in nothing, I knew you. From a state of nothing, I made you into something. I made you into something magnificent. You walk upright, you talk well, you can convince people even when you lie. It's like as if you are speaking the truth. And when you are speaking the truth, because sometimes you may have a deficiency, people think you're lying. I know everything about you, Allah is saying. فَلَا تُزَكُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Now do not think you are all that greater than what you really are. Focus on doing what is good and abstain from that which is bad. So again, finally, يَجْتَرِمُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَالْفَوَاحِشَ إِلَّا اللَّمَمْ. Let's make a pledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we'll refrain and help our families refrain. And if we are involved in the sin, okay, we are involved in it. It's not the end of the world. It's only the end of the world if you continue on that pathway and we don't stop. And of course, thereafter, we read Ar-Rahman. It's a beautiful surah. And I know, my dad used to say it very well regarding the surah. He used to say, we wait for Ar-Rahman to be read. And we wait and we wait and we say, when is Allah going to read this? He says, we have to evaluate. Yes, Allah will read it and we will hear it. But our ears, we should get it ready for the hearing of Ar-Rahman. So rather than just saying we're waiting for Allah to read it out, we have to start training our ears and the ears of our children to start hearing good things. And as we put good things in our ears, it will have an effect on our mind and our heart. And once our heart becomes pure, when Allah says, فَبِأَيِّ أَعْلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, it will create a positive tremor in our hearts and minds. Because Allah is saying, فَبِأَيِّ أَعْلَىٰ, what is He saying? He's basically asking, which of His ni'mah are you going to deny? And you look at His ni'mah, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. They are everywhere. The ni'mah you're sitting on a carpet, you take for granted. You know, there are people out there that sit in masjids, they don't even have carpets. They have those, you go to some countries, they have those straw mats, and you get up and you see those lines on your feet and everything. Allah has blessed us with the ni'mah of carpet. Allah has blessed us with the ni'mah of this coolness in this environment. Allah has blessed us with the ni'mah of coming safely and going safely. Allah, you name it, He has given it to us. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. What are we going to deny? What is the reason for you to deny? رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. Whether it's this or whether it's this side or that side, whether it's our creation from simple things like clay, whether it's the meetings of the both waters, مَرَجَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ يَلْتَقِيَانِ, you name it. It's all a ni'mah. And Allah is saying, what are you going to deny? What is Allah asking? He's not asking you to say, yeah, I'm going to accept it. No. What He's asking here is, are you going to accept it to the point where you're going to show you love your Allah? Are you going to accept it to the point that you are going to put your life right so that way you can enjoy the beautiful gardens of paradise? So my brothers and sisters in Islam, we leave tonight with the surah that he read so beautifully, inshallah. As we await Allah to recite it for us, let's start getting ourselves straightened out. So when Allah recites it, we can say, I am worthy of listening to it because my ears have been cleansed. They have been purified. I have done good things in this world and I deserve to listen to this beautiful surah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and guide us at all times. Tomorrow, I think that, inshallah.